Their rich man is sitting in his big, beautiful house. What will I do tonight? Let me count my money. He goes into his room of silver and gold, and he counts his money. Thousands and thousands of pieces of gold, thousands of pieces of silver, jewels, all kinds of expensive things. So much money I have! And he looks around his beautiful house, beautiful furniture, carpets, paintings, the best of everything. He thinks to himself, if I had 1,000 years to live, I would never be able to spend all my money. I have so much money! Let me sit down and read a book. He sits down in his comfortable chair and he picks up a book of his many books. Now, it doesn't say if this is a Yid or a Goy. It doesn't matter in this story, as you're going to see. He's reading a book, and the book says, a person that lives a long life, well, he could live maybe 120 years, or maybe 100 years, or maybe 80 or 90 years, but 120 years, that's a very long life. The rich man thinks, 120 years? That's all? How much of my money can I spend in 120 years? I have so much money, even 1,000 years, 2,000 years, I couldn't spend it all. Oh, let's see, what'll I do? Oh, well, what happens after 120 years? Let me read this book. I gotta find out what happens after that. The book says, if you're good, after 120 years, you get to go to the world to come. You get to go to heaven. Heaven? I'll go to heaven? If I'm good? Oh, how long will I be there? The book says, if a person goes to heaven, he'll be there forever. Forever? Oh, that's a long time. If I have forever, I'll be able to spend my money. Oh, well, I better be good so I can go to heaven. But I have to take my money with me because I don't want to leave it here. How will I take all of my money that's left over and my silver and gold and jewels and my couches, my paintings, and maybe even my whole house? How will I get it to heaven? I don't even know what heaven is like. He asked his friend, how can I get all my stuff to heaven after I pass away? I'm going to have a lot of silver and gold left, a lot of furniture, a lot of things. In my closet are a few hundred suits, pairs of shoes, outfits, pants. I have all my toys in the backyard. How will I get it all to heaven after I pass away, after 120 years? Because I'm going to have a lot of stuff left over, my silver and gold and all my things. Well, the friend says, I have news for you. You can't take stuff like that to heaven, to the next world. It's a different kind of a world. It's not a world with couches and furniture and paintings and carpets and food. What? Oh, what am I going to do with all my money? I have to take it with me. Well, what if I buy like a bunch of diamonds and put them in a bag? Can I take a small bag with me? Like, I'll put everything into the most expensive diamonds. A small bag? Wouldn't they let me take a small bag of diamonds to heaven? No. You can't take your money with you. Oh, no. There's got to be a way I could take my money with me. Well, the rich man found out he can't take his money with him. And then he starts thinking it's all going to be left here. He's going to leave it behind. How would you feel if you had a whole bunch of stuff and you could never use it. Like you have a whole plate of nosh, and all of a sudden somebody says, it's time to go, you have to leave your nosh on the table, you can't take it. But I see it's going to be all my nosh, I want to eat it. No, no, you have to go. And they schlep you by the hand, and you had this whole big nice plate of nosh, and you couldn't have it, maybe only one jelly bean. How would you feel? Oh, I'm leaving behind so much good nosh. You'd get upset. The rich man felt the same way. Of all of his wealth, in 120 years, he gets to have one jelly bean. As much as he spends, it's like one jelly bean. And the rest of it, all the good stuff, the cake and the ice cream of it, he has to leave on the plate and he can't take it with him. Oh, he got very upset. What am I going to do? I have to take my money with me somehow. So much money, just left here. And the rich man got depressed. You know what depressed means? He got very upset and sad. And he was crying in his big house, blowing his nose and crying. And he could not enjoy his life, thinking how much he has to leave behind. And this went on and on until he felt, maybe, wait a minute, if you can't figure out something to do yourself, if you can't figure out a problem yourself, maybe you can't figure it out. Maybe somebody else could. Oh yes, let me go ask a wise man. Maybe he'll figure out a way that I can take my money with me. And I'm so unhappy. I have to get happy again. I can't even enjoy what I have. I'm so unhappy. So the man has two problems. He's unhappy, and he can't take his money with him, and he goes to the wise man. What is a wise man? What's wise mean? Wise.
Great.
Great could be. What does wise mean?
He's smart.
He is smart. Yes, wise. He is smart. Even more than smart. He is wise. Shh. Okay. The rich man goes to the wise man. And he says, I'm so unhappy because I cannot take my money with me to the next world after 120 years. Well, that's what people tell me anyway. Maybe you could tell me, how could I take my money with me to the next world? And also, I'm so unhappy. Please help me to be happy. I'm so unhappy. But the wise man said to the rich man, this is what you could do.
But he buried Frank Sinatra with his albums.
Okay, well, this is not him. If you make people happy that are unhappy, that will make you happy. You'll find happiness in their happiness. And if you give money to poor people that don't have money, this is the money that you will take with you to the next world. And the more you give to poor people in this world, the more you will take with you into the next world. Ah, the rich man said, that's my answer. I'll give poor people money, and that way, that money will be for me in the next world. And I'll make poor people happy that are unhappy, and that way I'll be happy. Oh, that's wonderful. But the wise man said, there's one little thing you have to be aware of. Do you think that all poor people are happy? I'm sorry. There's one thing that you have to remember that maybe you're not exactly getting right. Do you think all poor people are unhappy? Well, aren't they unhappy, all poor people? Well, Maybe not necessarily. There are poor people that might be happier than rich people. Look at you. You're a rich person. Are you happy? No, I'm very unhappy. Well, there's rich people that are unhappy, and there are poor people that are happy. Oh, so that means I have to find unhappy people and make them happy, and give poor people money, right? Yeah, that's right. Well, the rich man went home, and he decided that tomorrow, that's what he's going to do. He's going to find unhappy people and make them happy, and poor people give money. And then he thought to himself, well, it'll be easier just to give poor people money and make them happy. But the rich man said, maybe poor people are not unhappy, so they're happy. So then, to make them happy, well, I have to find other people. Well, I'm getting a little mixed up. That night, the rich man said, before I go to sleep, I'm going to read in my smart book. Remember that smart book he reads to find out all kinds of stuff? Well, he opened up his book and it said like this. A person never knows when they're going to pass away. A person never knows what's going to happen the next day, the next hour, or the next minute. A person never knows when his time has come. All of a sudden, the rich man says, wait a minute. I don't know when I'm going to pass away. It could be any time. Wait a minute. In order for me to take my money to the next world, I have to give it away to poor people in this world. If I give it away to poor people in this world, I'll have money in the next world. But what? Oh no! What if I pass away before I give money to poor people? What if I won't have a chance to give money to poor people? Will I be able to take my money to the next world? Yes or no?
No.
No. Oh no! What if I'm going to pass away soon? What if I'm going to pass away tomorrow? And I did not yet give my money to poor people. That means I won't have money for the next world. And I'll have to leave it in this world. So he got upset again. And he got sad again. And the rich man decided like this. What I have to do. What I have to do. Is I have to do this very quickly. I can't waste time. I better do it all at once. I am going to find a poor person that is unhappy. I'll give him a big bag of money. So that way I'm giving a poor person money. And all of that money will go for me for the next world. And because that poor person is unhappy too, you have to find a poor person that's unhappy. That way I'll be happy. Two things at once. And I'll save time. I have no time to do different things and it's going to take a long time. I have to do this all at one shot. So, the next morning early, the rich man took a big bag of gold and silver and jewels and diamonds and he put it all in one bag. And he goes now in the street and he says, I'm going to give this all to one poor person. And all of that money will go for me in the next world. And I'll be happy. And he goes in the road. And all of a sudden he sees this old man dressed in rags. Carrying a big pile of sticks. He must have cut the sticks in the forest. And he's going to sell them for a few pennies apiece. Probably to make a living for his family. And he looks so poor. And he is sweating from the big load. And he does not look so happy carrying that gigantic load of sticks. And how much money will he get for it anyway? And in fact, the rich man has seen this man different times carrying big loads of sticks. Actually, for years, this is what he does all the time. Oh, this must be an unhappy poor man. Shh. I'm going to go give him my money. Shh. And he puts the bag behind his back so the poor man doesn't see it. Because, of course, he wants to give all the money not only to a poor person, but to an unhappy person. And that way, he'll get two things at once. Money for the next world, and he'll be happy. Because he made a person that's unhappy, happy. But he's got to find the right person. And he says to the man with a big pile of sticks, looks like you're working very hard. That's terrible. And the beggar man, the poor man, says, what's terrible about that? Hard work is very good. I'm doing honest work. I'm helping my family by doing honest work. Isn't this a terrible thing that you're working so hard? Okay. Hashem wants me to work so hard. That's my work. If Hashem wants me to have an easier life, He'll help me to have an easier life. Don't you wish that you had more money? Of course. Everybody wishes they had more money. But Hashem will help. And the rich man says, well, aren't you unhappy? Unhappy? What do you mean? I'm not unhappy. Baruch Hashem. I'm able to work, I'm strong, I have koyach, and Baruch Hashem, I have a family and wife and kids, and I have Hashem that helps me to be able to work so hard. I'm not unhappy. Oh, the rich man saw. This man is not unhappy, even though he's so poor. Well, he's not the man I'm going to give my bag of money. Shh. And the rich man continues on the way. I would like to also continue this story, but it's very noisy. Shh. One, two, three. The rich man continued walking on the road until he came to a very big pile of garbage. Oh, look at that big pile of garbage! On top of the big pile of garbage was sitting the poorest looking man he had ever seen. This man was dressed in such shmatis, torn, and he was so skinny. And on one foot was a shoe that was broken, and on the other foot was a shoe that was even more broken. And this man looked like skin and bones, dressed in rags. Oh boy, did he look poor. And where is he sitting? On top of a pile of garbage. Oh, the rich man thought, this must be my man. The poorest man in the world. He must be so unhappy. He's sitting on top of a pile of garbage, dressed in rags. Shh. He puts the money behind his back. And he goes up to the pile of garbage. And he calls up to the man. Hello there. How are you today? He expected him to complain and kvetch. And the man says, Baruch Hashem, how are you today? Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. What are you doing on top of that pile of garbage? I'm sitting up here on top of this pile of garbage. What are you doing? I'm just walking. Well, how do you feel today? Oh, I'm okay, Baruch Hashem. How do you feel today? Actually, I'm kind of upset and unhappy. Oh, that's too bad. Then he says to the poor man, aren't you unhappy? Me? Unhappy? Well, everybody has something to be unhappy about, but I think Hashem will help. What do you mean? How could Hashem help you? You're sitting on top of a pile of garbage. Aren't you unhappy? Didn't you give up yet? And the poor man gets very upset. He says, give up? What do you mean give up? Only a big fool gives up. No, I don't give up. I might have lost all my things. Yes, I had bad luck. But Hashem could always help. Okay, tomorrow we will continue on top of this pile of garbage, because there's more that goes on top of this pile of garbage. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue from the pile of garbage. We left off by the pile of garbage. We will continue by the pile of garbage. It has to be quiet by the pile of garbage. Because this is the main part of the story now, by the pile of garbage. It's taken a few days to get to the pile of garbage, and the Hashgacha Pratis of it is that this is the best day to get to this part of the story. Because today is Rosh Chodesh. And the next part of our story has to do with Hallel, which we say on Rosh Chodesh. So everything seems to be working out according to schedule. Now, the poor man is sitting on top of the big pile of garbage. The rich man has a big bag of money behind his back that he wants to give to a person that's very unhappy and very poor. Because if he makes an unhappy person happy, he will get happy. And if he gives money away to a poor person, he will get to take that money with him to the next world. And since he doesn't know when he's going to pass away, he wants to do it all in one shot and make sure that he will do both things at once. Shh. And the rich man thinks, this poor man for sure is very unhappy. Look at him. He's sitting on top of a pile of garbage. He's so skinny. He's dressed in shmatis. His shoes are all falling off and broken. This must be the saddest man in the world. I'm sure he will want the money and I'll make him so happy. And he says to the poor man, hello up there on the pile of garbage. It's just so sad that you're up there. It's so terrible. It must be a very sad thing for you. Aren't you unhappy? The poor man says, well, look, I've had some not good luck. I lost all of my things and all of my money. But sad? Well, could I say I'm sad? No. The most important thing that I have, I never lost. I still have. And the whole time that I have that, I'll never be sad. I'll never be really unhappy. And the rich man says, well, what do you still have? It looks like you have nothing except broken shoes and a pile of garbage. He says, the most important thing that I have is I trust in Hashem. Hashem is still with me. I never lose that. Hashem will help. So I can't say I'm really unhappy. If Hashem wants me to be this way, I'll be this way. But Hashem can change it any time. And Kinalach, the poor man said a pasuk from today's Hallel. And I want you to listen to it. We say today in Hallel for Rosh Chodesh, Mekimi me'afar dal. Hashem lifts up from the dirt a poor person. Me'ashbois yorim evyoin. Ashpois is a pile of garbage. From a pile of garbage, Hashem can lift up an Evyoin, a very poor person. He can take him from a pile of garbage and lift him up all the way. How high can he go? Lahoishivi im nedivim. He can make him to sit with very important people. And this is what the poor man said. He says, a really unhappy person is a person that lost hope and he gave up. I don't give up. Hashem is with me and Hashem can help. And then the rich man said, where can I find people that gave up? Because he thought to himself, that's the person I have to give my money to. A person that gave up. And the poor man said, the only place I can think of to find people that gave up is in the Beis HaKvareis. Do you know what the Beis HaKvareis is? What is the Beis HaKvareis?
People will die.
The graveyard. Over there you might find somebody that gave up. But a person who's still alive, if he sees he's alive, where is his life coming from? If you're alive, where do you see your life coming from?
Hashem.
Hashem. If Hashem is there making you alive, Hashem could also help you and do everything else that you need. Maybe you just have to wait a little while. Kinalav, the rich man, is now going away from the pile of garbage. And he was not able to find a person to give his money. And now he's walking to the Beis HaKvareis, to the graveyard. And he was so unhappy. And he thinks to himself, I think I'm the most unhappy one. And I think I'm the only one that's giving up. So I'm going to do like that man said. He goes to the graveyard. He takes his bag of money. He dug a hole. And he put the money in the hole. He buried his money in the Beis HaKvareis. And he was just crying and so unhappy. And now he goes back home. And the years went by. And he was still unhappy. Well, Kinalach, sometimes the mazel goes good, and sometimes the mazel doesn't go so good. It's like a wheel. Look at the wheel. It's way up here, and it goes way down here. Up and down. That's the way the mazel goes. Over the years, the rich man's mazel went down, down, down. He lost his businesses. He lost his fields. He lost his forests. He had fires and ganavim and robbers and thieves. And his luck went very not good. And he lost his money. He lost his house. He had to sell his furniture. And now he became a beggar. And now he was an unhappy beggar. And he was poor. And he wandered around begging. Such a sad man. And one day, as he was wandering around different places, he came in front of a big pile of garbage. And he looked up on top of that big pile of garbage. Well, all of a sudden he remembered a long time ago, he saw that poor man on top of that big pile of garbage. Remember that poor man? Well, he wasn't there anymore. But he remembered him. He said, oh, I remember him. He said, a person could be so low and go very high. Yes, I wonder what happened to that poor man. All of a sudden, he remembered, wait a minute. Didn't he tell me to go to the graveyard and those over there is people that gave up? And I felt like I was a person who gave up. I felt so bad. What did I do over there? Oh, yes. I buried a bag of money over there. Ooh, I could use that money now. I could use it for myself. I'm a poor man. Let me go to the graveyard and dig up my money. He goes over to the base of Kfaris, and now he says, I'm going to go dig up the money. I buried it there. I could use it now. Wait a minute. Where did I bury it exactly? Oh, the base of Kfaris is a big place. And he starts to dig. He dug over here, and he dug over there, and he didn't find anything. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's over here. And he digs, and he goes over there, and he digs,